I have to say, before the 80s, or the 70s, and we, in the early 70s, we had this hippie who came, my parents weren't hippies, but they read about them, and they and so we had this hippie in our lives, and she told my parents, well, I don't know if you were that hippie or you were the hippie in my life, but or you had that hippie come into your house and be your babysitter. But my parents loved her. Just she could have been their babysitter. I mean, we were just very enthralled. And she told us that if you find a bird's nest in your Christmas tree in certain Scandinavian countries, it's a sign of good luck on Christmas morning. And when we woke up on Christmas morning, and there was a nest with some golden eggs in our Christmas tree. And we were like, oh, her, you know. And then years later, I was reflecting on this, and, you know, maybe in the 80s, and I was thinking, wow, okay, wait a minute. So a 17-year-old got on a bicycle at midnight and biked in the snow to our house like a mile away, and then came inside because she knew the door would be open, and walked to the Christmas tree, put it in, and the next morning my parents were completely not freaked out that somebody walked into their house and did this. They were enchanted. I think that that's why we have to go back to the 70s. There is a lesson there. This is called The Babysitter's Here. Tonight was just great. She taught us the sign for peace. Now she's made us some popcorn. We've turned out the lights and we're watching movies. I don't understand, and she tries to explain how a spaceship is riding through somebody's brain, and there's blood and guts and she's the best one that we've ever had. She sits on her hair and she's tall as my dad. And she tie-dyed my shirt and she pierced her own ear. And it's peace, man, cool. Yeah, the babysitter's here. Her boyfriend is Tom, but we call him the king of romance. There's an American flag on the butt of his ripped up pants. And will they get married with kids of their own? He says, not if she's going to college, we won't. And he kisses her own. Someday I'll have a boyfriend, just like that. She's the best one that we've ever had. She sits on her hair and she's tall as my dad. And she got mad at dinner when Tom drank a beer. But peace, man, cool. Hey, the babysitter's here. And we all want to see her go dance at the high school. We made her a big card and she told us that she'd be the unicorn wearing the pink leotard. And there she was leaping up just like she said, with a sparkling horn coming out of her head. And she's whoa, whoa, whoa. I can't wait to give her the card. I can't wait to give her the card. She's the best one. But it's Saturday night, I can't sleep, and we're watching the news. She says, do me a favor, don't go with the guy who would make you choose. And I don't understand, and she tries to explain, and all that mascara runs down in her pain, cause she's leaving. still on your hair and you're tall as my dad. And I'll make you a picture for college next year. So hush now. Peace now. The baby.